Chapter 6. Smarter than prefects. The next afternoon, I asked Dupin how he had found the letter when the prefect had failed. The prefect's search, he said, was a good one. The problem was that it did not fit Minister Drouin. The prefect is very good at searching, but he always searches in the same way. So his problem is that he sometimes looks too deep and other times does not look deep enough. Many young children have better judgment than he does. I knew a boy about 8 years old who always guessed the right answer in the game of even and odd. This is a simple game played with marbles. One player holds some marbles in his hand. The other must guess if the number is even or odd. If the guess is right, the person who guessed wins one marble. If he is wrong, he loses one. The boy I knew won all the marbles at his school. He was good at guessing because he observed the people he played against. He played differently against a smart child than an ordinary child. Imagine that he is playing against a child who is not very smart. The child asks him, "Do I have an even or odd number of marbles in my hand?" Our young child says, "Odd," and loses. But the next time he wins because he says to himself, "This boy had an even number the first time. Since he is not very cunning, he will try to trick me by making it an odd number the second time." So he guesses odd and he wins. Next, imagine that he plays with a child that is a little smarter. Now he says to himself, "This boy will think that it is too simple just to change it to odd. He will make it even, like the first time." He guesses even and wins. "So the boy changed the way he thought to match the people he played against," I said. "That's right," said Dupin. I asked the boy how he managed to understand the people he played against. He said, "It is easy to find out what someone is thinking. I just imitate the expression on their face. Then I wait to see what thoughts or feelings come into my mind and heart." "So, to be able to think like another person," I said, "you need to understand them." "Yes," replied Dupin. "This is why the prefect has so much trouble. He doesn't try to think like the person who committed the crime. The police never imagine that the criminal could be different from them. They look in the places where they would hide something. When the criminal is different from the police, being either more or less intelligent, the police cannot solve the case. Even when they try very hard, they always search in the same way." "In the Drouin case, did they really search differently? All this probing, examining, and taking apart is the same thing they always do. The places they looked were the places an ordinary person would hide an ordinary thing. They didn't use their minds. They just hoped that if they worked harder and more carefully, they would find it. If the letter had been hidden somewhere where the prefect could imagine hiding it, he would have found it. The prefect failed in this case because he thought that Minister Drouin was a fool. Because the minister is a poet, the prefect was sure he was not intelligent. But not all poets are fools, and so the prefect failed." "But is the minister really a poet?" I asked. "I thought that the minister was a mathematician." "You are wrong. I know him well, and he is both a poet and a mathematician. Thus, he is a good thinker. If he had just been a mathematician, he could not have been so cunning. The prefect would have found the letter in a day." "You surprise me with these opinions," I said. "Everybody knows that the mathematical way of thinking is the best. We have known this for hundreds of years." "Let me tell you about something that a wise person called Chamfort once said," replied Dupin. "He said that every idea most people agree with is a stupid idea, because most people are stupid. Mathematicians think that their way of thinking is the best, but they are wrong." There was a knock at the door. A servant came in with tea, so we paused for a few moments.